Blog Talk Radio.
They helpless. Run my heart on my sleeve, cause my chest hit. From all this pain and aggression. Yeah, these niggas dying off in my city. 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 Dying off in my, off in my, off in my city.
The city hot, fuck around, get hit by a city cop. The county too, for the serving protect. Pulling us over, yeah, serving the rest. Fuck did I do to deserve it the best? Young and I'm black, and you heard of the rest. Not knocking us off with no need for a question. Donnie just off being, get off free. Like, what the fuck is my offspring? Value too expressive of a white man. Safe form, now I'm never in the right hands. And I ain't racist, got a lot of white friends. Trying to get a lot of white ends. Right hands, trying to switch up on you. Put some money in the white bins for the right ends. Niggas get killed, play cards right, or they get dealt. Cause bullets ain't got names on it, you get hit. And I ain't even up in the streets for real shit. I seen some shit, man, with my own two fucking eyes. And I be damned to sit back and let this ride. These niggas die young in my city.
In my city.
Fuck the police, cause they helpless.
They
run my heart on my sleeve, cause my chest hit. From all this pain and aggression. Yeah, these niggas dying off in my city. 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 Dying off in my, off in my, off in my city. Enough, nigga, fuck a friend, cause they be switching up. Play you close, watch your moves, and knock you down when you're getting up. A lot of lost ends over such and such. No haymakers or uppercuts, just a 40 cal with extended clip. Shooting scripts, no director's cut. Pray to God that I don't die today. I got a son to feed, I got a lot to say. And if action speak louder than words, then I'm shitting on them from a block away. Niggas see you shining in my city, dog. There, shoot the sun, I just got a day. Finding out where your mama stay. My city savage, nigga, bombs away. Shitty gun laws and corrupted schooling. Jail time and a bunch of shootings. Undercovers on the undercover. Man, no motherfuckers, they're there to shoot you. Jumping out of unmarked cars like a motherfucker that was parachuting. Had to drop to my knees, she's savage, nigga, in my city. These niggas die young in my city.
In my city.
Fuck the police, cause they helpless.
They
run my heart on my sleeve, cause my chest hit. From all this pain and aggression. Yeah, these niggas die young off in my city. 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 Die young off in my, off in my, off in my city.
What's going on, guys? This is Talk That Talk Around the Table with Ms. Britt Lee.
Ms. J. Renee.
And we have our guest.
Your boy, Chino Belafonte in the flesh. What's going on, guys?
We here.
Yes, y'all. Thank you for tuning in. We got a lot of people still coming in. Somebody said, what up, though?
What up, though?
Hi, AJ. Hi, Terrell. We see y'all tuning in.
Thank you, guys.
We got a lot in store for y'all tonight. We got questions for Chino. We got several topics to discuss, and we're going to get into it.
Right. So, for Chino, what inspired you to get your brand started?
Well, I want to say it came from the struggle. Filming, music always been a part of our lives when we was young. Mm-hmm. Filming, talking. When I say we, I'm talking about my brother, Thurlane Luciano, free my man out the can right now. Filming, okay. So he just like he had a vision, and it was just like, yo, listen, I don't care what nobody say, we gonna make it off this music stuff. And I was like, for me, I was in college, I was working two jobs, and like he was kind of going through some rough patches through his life. Feel me?
Mm-hmm.
He was on the run. Feel me? He was having issues like, you know, feeding the kids and shit like that. So it was just like, you know, let me take my brain power, my smarts, what I learned in school, and let's like take mm-hmm. this street shit and like really like build this off the ground. And it was just like we took a little bit of bread, film, we put it in certain spots, and it was just like we got a business now. We got to move accordingly. So
right,
like
right.
that's what we got to do.
My second question. We want to jump into. Well, I want to ask you a question about the brand. If nobody's familiar with his brand, it's called Limitless. So where did the name Limitless come from?
All right. So we're gonna talk about this Limitless brand. So Limitless is something that I personally came up with. It was like I was chilling, just like searching the internet mm-hmm. on like different things, and it was just like, all right, so now that I'm gonna be an artist. Like, what are certain things that I have to captivate on? And it was just like, you got to learn a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just like, all right. So it was just like, so since I got all this on my plate, I want to make sure that I keep a limitless mindset so that whatever is thrown on my plate, I'm able to manage my mind that it will be consumed at like whatever type of pace. Because, you know, everybody got their own, everybody racing their own race.
That's right. That's
so
true.
So as long as you pace yourself,
mm-hmm.
you feel me, anything is possible. I feel like anything is limitless. So
that's
how I came up with the name. And I just, like, it stuck with me so much. I kind of, like, I put it on my face. That was, like, my first tattoo
that's
on my face. And it was just, like,
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, it was just, like, I got a, it was just like, I look at it every day, and it's just like, I'm glad that I got it, because now that I see it, it's just like, you got to wake up and be limitless today, so you don't be walking around with a tattoo on your face that don't mean anything. Mm-hmm.
So where can people check out your apparel line? Like, where can they get it?
Right now, you can hit me on any social media website I got right now. It's actually out. It dropped January 15th. We actually, shout out to my child's mom. Treece, she like does all my merchandise, and
that's
she style.
Shout out to
like we like came up with a whole bunch of different prototypes, and we like was set on this one line, and it was just like once we got it, we dropped it January 15th. So there's like no more pre-orders. So if you actually want to order it, we're shipping them out as they're being placed.
Mm-hmm.
So you can hit me on any social media DM. Inbox, whatever, and place your orders, and we'll get them to you as soon as possible.
Nice. Well, we're going to finish with more questions. I do want to jump into, I have like several songs that's from Chino. We'll play the songs, and then he'll kind of give us a rundown of what inspired him to make these songs. Did you have any other questions before we jump into them?
No, we're going to get into a song.
All right, y'all.
Yeah. Good looking, Sosa. We needed this heat. Shit like a fairy stranger in Harlem. On a beautiful sunny day. Yeah. South. Yeah. They call me Chino Belafonte, you could call me Andre. I got 3 stacks, I'm about to chop a pound. I see the cops, I see 12, I see them snoop around. I let my boys know, and then we cover ground. Hold up, I see my ma, she sees Papa. I told her that I need it, I don't want no drama. I just need the Miriam, my sister sweet. I'm smoking like an Indian, I am a chief. Drop the load off, 283. Then I need parts of the family tree. Pick the phone up, I gotta call a driver. And let my people know that we are suppliers. Hit the town, let them know we got the fire. And watch me wash these niggas up and throw them in the dryer. I'm in the field with Jimmy Sosa making hits. I'm in the lab with the crack, watch me make it flip. Digital, next is going on a scale. I don't even need a nigga cause I wear it well. Look me in my eyes, you can see I got it. Third lane, be the gang, and you know we poppin'. And all I do is trap like it's the only option. If you need it and I got it, pass it like an option. And I don't fuck with niggas, all they do is gossip. Like some bum bird bitches chillin' in the project. You need a meal, I need a meal, to tell me what's the topic. Oh, you's a bum bird nigga that be pocket watchin'. Yeah, I'm cool, laid back, and I'm bound to pop it. You must have lost your mind, I guess my time expired. Yeah, nigga.
I gotta get up out of here, man. Can't fuck with too many fuck niggas, man. You know how they do. Niggas fuck with me because I'm me, man. Original. Third line. Swerve gang. Till I'm gone, nigga. We loose. Sosa, good looking for this shit, man. We out.
Huh?
Reminds me, it's very hot. Harlem, that's how I felt.
Oh, really?
Newman shit. Like, I had my mans come through. He's a producer. Shout out to my man Epidemic Beat. If you tuned in, shout out to you. It's a childhood friend I grew up with. You feel me? We reached out to each other. Actually, he did, he produced a lot of my music. He did Two Tone Watch.
Okay.
Feel me? He did, if you listen to my new EP, he did Bust It on that.
I heard that one.
I think that's we got a lot of other stuff in the works that I'm just not gonna talk about.
Okay.
But yeah, so he came to my crib, you feel me? Cause you know I told you, I was telling you like how I built my own studio and I like learned how to record myself and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like had him come through, I was just like, yo, let's set a vibe. And we was like going through beats and it was just like, when he played that one, I was just like, yo, we're gonna do that today. You feel me? But we just gonna go through some other ones. And like we pick like 5-6 beats, put them in the stash for later.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm just like, yo, I'm about to show you how I can record myself.
Mm-hmm.
And like I like we hooked it up type shit. Like we hooked up the mic and shit. And I was just like, yo, all you gotta do is just press record and play. And I got this thing. And like, yo, we did this song in like, I want to say like 30 minutes. Like I didn't need to like sit and think about anything. It was just like, just how I felt off the beat. It was just like, all right, we just gonna run it. And then just like, that's how it was done. I was like, we dropping this tonight. And then it was so weird, like, so we dropped it on YouTube. And shout out to my DJ, DJ Understood. She had like a little event and she asked me to pull up. And I pulled up and there was a photographer there, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Who is now my personal photographer, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So it was just like, we shot the video the same day. So it was like, I got the beat, I laid the song, and I shot the video all in one day. And I felt like, and it was like, it was a major accomplishment for me because it was just like, that's like moving that like industry speed type shit. So it was just like, so I was just like, yo, that's a accolade that I was happy about. So it was just like, it was a cool vibe. And it was something to come out with that was so different because people would hear my music and they'd be like, oh, he like a gangster rapper. Or like when they would see me beat, they'd be like, oh, that'd be too hard for him type shit. And they'd be like, nah, like I feel like I'm a type of person, I'm a reciprocate what I feel. So,
right.
So if I feel like a jazzy feel to it, I'm a reciprocate a jazzy feel. I'm not going to try to get up on the beat and be like, oh, gun him down. You got strings playing in the background.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I was telling Britt before Chino came on the show that his music is definitely unique. It's different from a lot of artists.
Absolutely.
And I think the type of person that your music reflects off of that. So that's pretty dope. I really like that song. It's probably one of the best. Well, I like all your songs, but that's my favorite.
That is definitely my favorite. I love the beat. It gives you a very...
Shout out to Epidemic Beats for that beat, though.
The beat, it just gives you like a real chill,
yeah,
summer day type, Bryden type vibe. I definitely like that.
You have any questions?
What inspired you to get into music? What made you want to do music?
I don't know. Like I always been a rapper. Like it's so weird because I stepped away from the mic and it was like for a whole bunch of different reasons. Like I want to say around when I was in college, me and my brother, like we had some bread. We put away. We went to like one of these big recording studios in South Carolina, and we came up with this dope song, and we're like, we're gonna come back and push it. And you know, life happened. So it was just like when we got back to Connecticut, it was just like back to square one. We didn't really know many studios, but you know, on regular chill vibe, you know, we smoke, drink, and freestyle, and people would hear me and they'd be like, "Yo, I want you to come to my studio." like Kels was one of them. He was just like, he brought me to a booth one time, and it was just like, so I kind of knew like I had the musical talent, but it was just like it was so many different things. Like, and then around like, you know, around 2010, 2011, when everybody was talking about like the Illuminati and what the music shit. And I was like big on religion. Like I had went to my grandmother, had her pray on me and everything. And it was like, it was a wild experience. And I was just like, no, I'm just not going to rap no more.
Right.
You feel me? And I was just like, all right. So, but I always loved music. And thank God that my younger brother, you feel me, kept that in him. Like, yo, you know, I'm not letting this die out. You feel me?
Right.
And he kept doing it. So, you feel me? And where I was at in life, I was like, let's do the business. He's like, let's do the music. And it just coincided with each other, and it just worked out perfectly. But what inspired me to start making music again, it was just like him being locked up and knowing that we have put so much into the brand. It was just like, we got to figure something out. So I just felt like, let me express how I feel now. You feel me? So it's like, let's get back in the booth. And I'm just like, let's go. Let's see if it works. And I feel like it's working. I feel like people is supporting me genuinely. And I appreciate it from the bottom of my soul. You feel me? So if y'all keep supporting me, I'm gonna keep.
Absolutely.
So I'm gonna try to make every the next move the best move. You feel me?
That's what's up. No, I've been following you for a while. I could say you definitely launched. Like your moves has been like incredible. We've been watching you for a minute.
Yeah, so. I've been definitely watching you move, and you know, I saw your brand, and we were trying to do the brand, and. No,
that kind of inspired us to do our brand. I can say that because I hit you up. Remember, I was asking you questions about it. So I can say definitely in your age, like I always say like I'm old, but I feel like in his age bracket, he's definitely inspirational to a lot of young dudes that are trying to come up in the game. So I think they should definitely take heed to, you know, the way he's moving. So
and I mean, and as an entrepreneur, I definitely look at you and, you know, it's.
Yeah, shout out to every entrepreneur out there.
Shout out to
like,
entrepreneurs.
I don't care. Like, everybody not made to punch a clock. You feel me? But everybody's also not made to be a boss. So if you feel like that's you, you're your boss, don't limit yourself. Limitless in whatever
you
chasing. Please.
Don't
like,
hero, limitless.
Yeah,
right?
Please.
Right? Limitless.
So what are your methods of networking? Like, if you could give people tips.
All right, so networking, it go like this. I feel like it's lost to everything. Like, there's lost to help. You feel me? You can't pour from an empty cup.
Sure.
So if it's like, if I'm in a position where I can't help you, then I can help you.
Right.
So networking is almost like there's lost to it. It go like this. You want to be put in a network where it's going to be where you're going to be beneficial to the network as well.
That's
you feel
right.
Me? So, and I feel like the only way like that is like possible is if you like focus on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So go, you don't want like when you network, you want to be the point of interest in networking. You feel me?
Right.
You want to be that go-to person that's reliable. You want to be like, you just want to be that person because when you're a vital point in the network, there's always traction and transitions going through you because you're a reliable standpoint in that network.
Right,
so go like, that's what it is. If you focus on yourself and you make sure that your entity is good, you like a solid network will eventually form around you where, like, you know, hopefully that everybody's working towards a goal to be rich within that network, then, you know, that's where that term your net worth is like your network is your net worth is only as valuable as your network.
That's right.
So go like if you got a network of five people and they're all strong five entities, then you know you got a strong network.
Right. Okay, cool. All right, we're gonna jump into another song from Chino. Y'all stay locked. We appreciate those that are watching and tuning in. Y'all stay tuned.
Keep commenting, keep tuning in, keep sharing this.
And liking it and loving it. giving me hearts and all that good stuff.
All right, you all stay tuned.
Go get me a whole thing. Two-tone watch, yellow gold chain. I'ma hit the plug, go get me a whole thing.
Phone ringing, hotline, I gotta make a play. Grab the 40, cash work and make my way. In the 745, like I'm late. Neck wetter than my bitch, on a lace. I need a stash, cash, bring it on delay. Guacamole and cheese is what I'm on today. Exchange and then I'm on my way. Then I hit up sack, tell my plug I'm on delay.
Wait a minute, nigga.
I'm here to teach you rap, niggas don't detract. How to double down, how to bring it back. You dumb niggas, ride a plug for a slice.
Me?
I become his friend, watch me eat for life. We get them off. They ship them in. We ship them off. Run it up. Never be scared of a loss. It takes a made man to come sit like a boss.
I'm chillin' with growers.
Yeah.
Fuck a destination, bounce like a bad check.
Boom.
And I don't need a bag, cause I just cash checks. Check the stat sheet, I trap on these dash beats.
Yeah.
And up the gears with the gas like a track meet.
Yeah.
I got two phones, I flip it like a Motorola. This flow so cold, chill your Coca-Cola. Prefer Pepsi, nigga. I'm Wayne Gretzky, nigga. You try to block me like hockey, gotta check me, nigga.
Yeah.
You claim you don't like me, you gon' respect me, nigga.
Yeah.
Get your wifey, nigga. She claiming Bessie, nigga.
Yeah.
But she just a fan. She know who I am. She know Belafonte, Mr. 28 grams.
Yeah.
All we do is hustle.
Yeah.
All we do is rap.
Yeah.
All money in, to them stacks, double back. How about a triple-double, boy, ballin' across the board. Like my man Jason Kidd back in 04.
Yeah,
I'm a fly guy, but it's ball time. I make these haters drop like leaves in the fall time. How about snowflakes dropping in the wintertime? You little hungry-ass rappers know it's dinner time. Free my nigga loose, yeah, tell he out them gates. He a real nigga, oh yeah, free my nigga Gates. Free my nigga Meek, cause we bout a mill. Free my nigga's grips, cause he grip for real.
Yeah.
Check to see if your nigga AC, if he need a mill. Real niggas do realer things, I just keep it trill. I just met up with the plug, so I don't need a deal. I'm just staying 10 toes while I keep it real.
Yeah.